Welcome to the Motivate, Grind, Succeed podcast, where our goal is to help you improve your life in the four foundational cornerstones of faith, fellowship, fitness, and finance through practical and helpful tips and takeaways with each and every episode. If you like what you hear, don't be afraid to leave a rating and a review. It really does help to go a long way. Also, sign up for my email list where you can get access to new episode releases, merch drops, upcoming events, and much, much more. All the links to all that are going to be down in this episode's description, so be sure to check that out for any additional information. And guys, today we're going to be talking about how you can exercise without really exercising. Because I know. Because you and me, if we're being, you know, honest with one another, right? Because I'm your homeboy, you my homeboy or homegirl. Like, let me let you know some. Okay, we friends out here. Okay, we homies, we family. Because you know, birds of a feather flock together. Let me tell you, I can be real lazy from time to time, and sometimes I don't want to go to the gym, even though I do all the time. I don't want to all the time. And sometimes you just want to get some exercise in without actually getting some exercise in. So what are some ways that you can go ahead and get some exercise in without getting some exercise in? Or at least without it feeling like exercise? Well, I have 7 ways and we're just going to go through them. And so I have these all listed out very simply. I'm going to name what the activity is, approximately a range of how many calories per hour you can burn with it, and then doing just a simple mathematical calculation of, on the low end of that range, multiply that by 7, meaning if you do that for 7 days, here's how many calories you can burn in a week. And the reason why I'm doing that is because you want to keep in the back of your mind that 1 pound of fat is equal to about 3,500 calories. Meaning that if you want to lose 1 pound of fat per week, that means you need to be in a caloric deficit of about 3,500 calories. So number one is going to be biking. Now, you can take this as mountain biking or road biking or an elliptical bike or a fan bike or whatever have you. Biking can generally burn between 400 to 600 calories an hour. That's a lot of calories. But at the same time, that's also not a lot of calories. Why? Because if you look at, let's say, something from, I don't know, let's just say McDonald's, for example, right? You go to McDonald's and what do you see? Get yourself a crispy chicken sandwich. That's like almost 600 calories right there. So you biked for an hour, ate a crispy chicken sandwich, and basically negated your entire workout. That's how easy it is to negate your workout and also how hard it is to lose weight. Again, if you're taking all the advice from the past episodes that I've given you, you've already been eating, you've already made the diet changes, you've already are cooking your own food. If you're eating out, you're already eating out at healthier restaurants and healthier places, so it shouldn't be a big of a deal. So if you do biking for 1 hour, 7 days a week, you can expect to burn on the low end an average of 2,800 calories a week. Now remember, you need 3,500. So again, if you do that exercise and stay in your caloric deficit per day, you add however much calories per day or so. Let's say you're in a 200 calorie deficit. What is that? 200 calories a day times 7 days, that's 1,400 calories. You need to burn 1 pound of fat a week. You need 3,500 calories of deficit to burn 1 pound of fat. You add your 2,800 plus your 1,400. I have a 4,000 calorie deficit for the week, and you need to burn 3,500 to burn a pound of fat. Voila, you burned a pound of fat plus. See how the math works out? So now that you understand how the math works out, let's keep it going with the number two exercise that doesn't really feel like exercising, or maybe it can, depending on the situation that you're in. Swimming. That can burn between 600 to 800 calories an hour. Even if you didn't change your diet, theoretically, calorie for calorie, perfect world scenario, you could still lose weight at your current diet with maintenance if you just did some swimming every single day for an hour. That's crazy. Think about that. Number three, for all of my salsa folks out there, dancing burns calories, 300 to 400 an hour, for a whopping total of 2,100 on average per week. Just wait till we get to number seven. Number seven, you literally have no excuse for number seven, okay? Before we get there, let's go to the one that was on the list of one that I greatly don't enjoy, but but it is so effective. Jumping rope. You can burn. Hope you all are sitting down for this one. 800 to 1,000 calories an hour jumping rope. Do that for a week. At the very low end of the spectrum, you can expect to burn on average 5,600 calories. Let that sink in. You burn more calories jumping rope on average than you do swimming. That's insane. When I read that, I was like, that is absolutely insane. That's actually craziness. But it's true. Especially if you get the weighted jump ropes, then you're starting to push yourself towards that upper end of the calorie range. How about number five, though? Climbing stairs. That's 300 to 400 calories an hour. Now, assuming your legs can handle that with like a Stairmaster or something, that's 2,100 calories a week. Number six is hiking, which is 300 to 500 calories an hour. But here's the all-promised number seven. And if you listened to last week's episode, you know exactly what I'm about to say. Walking. Now, walking on this list has the lowest ROI in terms of calories per hour burned, at the low end of around 200. But 200 calories an hour still comes out to 2,100 a week. And so if you lose 2,100 a week, that means you need a little over 1,000 more. And then voila, you now have your pound of fat gone. And by a little over 1,000 more, if you're doing the math in your head, you're like, wait, that's just 1,400 more. Exactly. And now remember what we also said before in other episodes? Work to get a how much deficit from the start? 200 calorie deficit. Oh, wait, hold on a second. I think the gears are starting to turn a little bit. So if you walk at a slightly elevated rate, and you can, let's say you could burn around 300 calories an hour, right? Let's say you burn around 300 calories an hour. That's 2,100 calories a week, right? 7 times 3 is 21, and then you throw 2 zeros at the end. 2,100 calories a week. You need 1,400 more calories to burn for that week to lose a pound of fat. So now, what do? You take the 200 calorie deficit you have per day times 7. 7 times 2 is 14. Throw 2 zeros at the end. That means 1,400. Oh, that's a pound of fat. Oh, that's a pound of fat. And guess what? You didn't even lift weights. Lifting weights will just help to expedite the process. Doing more exercise will expedite the process. But just walking to about 300 calories an hour, slightly expedited pace, plus 200 calorie deficit per day, you're right around 3,500 calories for the week, which means you're right around at a pound of fat. I just gave you the cheat code. Walk for an hour a day, 200 calorie deficit. On average, you'll be at about a pound of fat loss per week. You didn't even lift weights. You didn't change much. You just, if anything, you helped yourself, because now you're getting more exercise. Now you have less room for eating food throughout the day. So now you have to be conscious of what you eat. I'm just helping you make some healthier life choices here. And that's it. That's literally it. So let's go back through these seven again, just in case you all missed some of them. Number one, biking. Number two is swimming. Number three is dancing. Four is jumping rope. Five is climbing stairs. Six is hiking. And seven is the oh almighty walking. And guys, that's what I have for you this week. Now, thanks for listening very, very much. And before you go, don't forget that if you like what you hear, don't be afraid to leave a rating and a review, as it goes a long, long way. There's also an email list that you can join. You can get access to special, special access, in fact, to new episode releases, merch drops, upcoming events, and so, so much more. And if you feel so inclined to support the show and help your boy out, I appreciate you so, so much for that. All the links to all that will be down in this episode description below. So check all that out for all that information. Take care of yourselves, and I will see you all next time.